City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Time for Fan Friday. We're just getting Jay the Red on the phone. We would normally have Mickey the Blue, but he's a bit under the weather. So instead, let's have a chat with Paul, who's regularly on the show. Paul the Blue, morning to you, Paul.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Very, very good indeed. You've entered the world of Fan Friday. Well, we'll start with Everton. I'll tell you what, just give me a quick reflection. Did you watch the Liverpool game at all, Paul, last night? Did you see the goal?
I did, yeah.
What do you think of Coutinho's goal?
I thought it was a great improvisation, but I think that De Gea's got to answer some questions.
Oh, poor. You see.
And that's not being bitter blue. I just thought because he stood up, but he turned his head away. Normally, he's a fantastic keeper. He's a great shot stopper, but I think he just got totally outfoxed, didn't he?
I think he might tries to make himself as big as possible. He does that flailing arms thing, doesn't he?
But yeah, that's right.
I think, you know, what can you do when a player's so close to you? Let's bring Jay the Red in on this. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, boys. You okay?
Was that the best Coutinho goal you've seen, Jay?
I'm not too sure. I mean, he scored some great goals over the years since he's played for us, but it was a special goal, wasn't it? You know, he's a little magician at times. I've said it numerous times on this show that, you know, sometimes he just does something out of nothing, and that's exactly what he done last night. Turned the full-back inside out and then just scooped it over De Gea. And when you're doing something like that against one of the best goalkeepers in the world, then you've got to take the plaudits, haven't you?
Yeah, but we had a comment on the show before saying it was like Peter Beardsley. I can see what he meant by that. That was Gags from Anfield Index. He was sort of saying, you know, that improvisation is something that not all players can bring, you know, to the fore.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, he's a little magician, isn't he? And you've seen in the second half when he went on that little run, didn't he, where it was like the ball was glued to his feet. You know, he has got like all that ability in the world, but before that he was a little bit frustrating, wasn't he? Because he had a little bit of a heavy touch at one occasion where he could have got a shot off, and then he had another shot that he should have done a little bit better with. So he can be a little bit frustrating, but, you know, we all know he's a little genius most of the time.
Looking at this this Liverpool side, they've done well. They're in the quarterfinals. But Paul, as a Blue, I bet you think that your players, your Everton players you've got, could have made some impression on the Europa League this season.
Depends which Everton turns up, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the point, isn't it?
If we defend, like we have done in the FA Cup, yeah. But if we go gung-ho, like we have in the league at times, no. I think we'd get picked off by European teams and more set up for that, aren't they?
It's such a shame that Everton haven't quite lived up to the billing so far this season. But we've got the FA Cup semi to look forward to. That in a moment. Just one last thought, Jay, on the Europa League. The draw's made this lunchtime. Do you want to avoid Dortmund? Do you want a romantic sort of finale at the end of all this?
Well, I think obviously Dortmund are the best team left in it, and they are the favourites as well for the competition. And there's not going to be any complaints or arguments there because they are the best side. I mean, they've just basically destroyed Tottenham, having the home and away. But, you know, obviously it's one of them. What do you want to do? Do you want to play them over two legs where you've got an opportunity to sort them out at Anfield, or do you want to just play them in a one-off game in a final? I don't know. It's an interesting one, and I don't think Klopp's too keen to play them, is he, just yet? Because I think he's hoping that, you know, as we get a little bit more momentum, a little bit more confidence, because Liverpool are starting to play quite well now. I think he's probably preferring if Liverpool can get as far as they can, maybe get to the final and play them in a one-off game. But when you look at the rest of the teams that are left in the draw, there's a lot of Spanish teams left there, isn't he? So, you know, it's just one of them now. It's just good to be in the next round, good to beat Manchester United, and then let's see who we get.
I agree. He thinks his team's building more and more. Just on the fact that both teams are still in a cup competition, it's brilliant. And Paul, there's a piece from Kevin Ratcliffe in The Echo today, and he's talking about the team that Roberto might field ahead of the FA Cup semi-final, because, of course, it's a derby that comes just before it. Now, Kev says it shouldn't even be considered that the Everton team should be weakened. It should be the strongest 11. Would you go with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it should be every game. Your best 11 players available should be playing. These are finely tuned athletes, and all this being too tired, I totally disagree with, you know what I mean? It's just a myth. It's like the Europa hangover on a Sunday. Tottenham have disproved that on times this season. You've got to play your strongest team, and if you win, momentum follows, doesn't it?
Well, it is all about momentum, isn't it? It's incredible what it can achieve if you get a couple of good results. But particularly if you went into that semi-final off the back of some sort of derby success.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not saying like that we're going to tear things up. I'm not worried if we get in the semi-final because, as I said to my son, you know, there's three teams there. You've got to beat one of them anyway to get through to the final. So bring on whoever it is.
I think if you were watching last night, and Jay would probably agree with this, you probably wouldn't mind Manchester United in a semi-final. They're not great shakes, are they, Jay?
No, not at all. I mean, I've said a few times this season, and even the last season as well, you know, it's quite possibly the worst Manchester United team of my generation. So, you know, it goes without saying that really Liverpool have just put them to bed there in Europe, and there's no reason why Everton can't beat them at Wembley in the semi-final, to be honest. They've got a tough game now because they've got to go to Upton Park and play West Ham, who've had a very good season. So, I mean, realistically, the advantage now, you would say, would be at West Ham. So you'd imagine it should really be an Everton-West Ham semi-final. It's all to play for still, isn't it? Because, you know, United, as we've seen a little bit last night in the first half, they did take the game to Liverpool and they've got a few injured players coming back now.
Premier League action this weekend, of course, Everton against Arsenal. Arsenal, if they realistically have any hope of still being in that title race, probably need a result at Goodison Park. How will it work itself out, Paul?
I don't think it's going to happen. I just think Arsenal's got a massive soft underbelly, and I just think that you know, it always comes to this time of season, doesn't it? They get knocked out of cups and the league form wavers, and yeah, they are special. They are special players, but as a consistency level, pretty mirrored to what we've done at times this season. You know what I mean? When you should be beating teams, you throw things away, and I'm quite confident for an Everton victory.
Confident that Everton will win? What, by a by a comfortable margin, or?
You know what? I'd take a scruffy 1-0 now just to keep a clean sheet and get a bit of that going into the semis. You know, definitely take that now.
Okay, so 38 points at the moment, Everton. They could shift themselves up just above Chelsea, who are on that remarkable resurgence. Liverpool have got an away day at Southampton, Sunday lunchtime, and these two clubs are level on 44 points, Jay.
Yeah, Southampton's a very good side, I think. You know, it's always a difficult place to go. But earlier on in the season, Liverpool showed, didn't they? If, you know, we had a little bit of a weakened team in the League Cup game against them and we put six past them. So, you know, that was a great performance on the night. And let's hope for more of the same on Sunday. But probably be tough because it was just on the back of a European game, aren't we? So, you know, there could be a little bit of a, you know, a few changes in the side because tired. Some of the players might be fatigued a little bit. But like I say, you know, we've just got to keep on trying to get the confidence going, and we've won a couple on the spin last night, you know, but it was still a good result. And you look at the table, Liverpool aren't too far away from fourth place, and still a tall order to get it. But if we can win on Sunday, then, you know, the momentum's building even more.
Yeah, fascinating. We spoke with Mark Ogden, chief writer for The Independent, before. He certainly indicated that he felt Liverpool and West Ham should firmly believe in themselves that fourth place is achievable, Jay.
You're looking at Manchester City and you're looking at Arsenal, and they're sort of like going through a little bit of a tricky spell, aren't they? And Liverpool have got a game in hand, or a couple of games in hand, on some of the teams above us. So there's no reason why Liverpool haven't got just as good a chance as, for argument's sake, Manchester United, of chasing them two clubs down. And, you know, it's been a crazy season, because who would have thought Leicester would have been in the top four? But not only are they in the top four, they're looking likely to win the title. And the main contenders are Tottenham. So it's just been the most bizarre season ever. And Liverpool have got 10 league games left now, and I think six of them are at Anfield. So, you know, we can't have any complaints, really. I know there's some tough games in there. We've got a derby game, we've got Tottenham, we've also got Chelsea. But let's be perfectly honest, if Liverpool have got 6 out of 10 home games, there's no reason why we can't challenge for that fourth spot.
Now, Everton, this weekend, Paul, they need another great atmosphere. They had a brilliant one last week, but it's been something that's slightly been missing, hasn't it, throughout the course of the season. They found their voice against Chelsea. And again, against Arsenal, it would make a massive difference.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, I think. You can see when the boo boys are out, the team all of a sudden loses that 10%. So when you back the boys, you know what I mean? You're looking for results, aren't you? And the players seem to be G'd up by it.
Have you been annoyed at any point that it hasn't been a more sort of consistent atmosphere?
I've been totally devastated, mate. I mean, for years and years I've gone and, you know, I'm 52. I've seen some absolutely shocking Everton teams, but you know, we try not to boo. Okay, you've been through the bad dark periods and all that, but why boo when the team's playing great football? I've said in the past, great football, and we're not getting the results, is frustrating. But you can't boo. Do you want to go back to being boring long ball football? I don't think so.
Okay, give us a quick prediction on tomorrow's game then. You think Everton with a slight margin, a 1-0, was that what you were going
1-0.
For, Paul?
1-0, mate, yeah.
Brilliant, thanks for your company. Jay, how's it going to turn out at St Mary's?
I'm going to go for the Liverpool win. I'll say 2-1, you know, keep the momentum going for the Reds.
2-1, and Philip Coutinho again?
Yeah, Coutinho, and maybe Origi will score as well again, like he got his hat-trick earlier on the season there.
Quick one on him and Daniel Sturridge. Again, Daniel Sturridge just looking a bit flat. Origi brought on. He does stretch the game well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's been great, hasn't he? I mean, early on in his Liverpool career, the start of the season, he looked a little bit debatable whether he was good enough, but obviously he's still only a young kid, isn't he? And since he's had that injury, he's came back and he looks so lively. I mean, there's always the shout now for him to start ahead of Sturridge, because Sturridge, even though he's a goal scorer and he's clinical in front of goal, he doesn't really stretch the defence as much, does he, really, as what Origi does. And he's obviously a little bit more of a presence up there. He's got more about him in the sense that he's got pace as well. He runs the channel as well. So I think there's clout to suggest that he might start at the weekend at Southampton.
We had Belgian football expert Christophe Terreur on the other day, and he was saying the one element that perhaps is missing with Origi is he's not a natural goal scorer, and he never has been.
No, I mean, obviously he scored 10 goals in France, didn't he, last season, and I think he got about 5 or 6 for Liverpool this season, so maybe that will come in time, but I think all the other attributes that he's got to his game are very good, and it tells you something that Klopp always uses him first ahead of Christian Benteke, doesn't it?
Yeah. Have a brilliant weekend, Jay.
Cheers, Steve. Cheers, mate.
Jay the Reds and Paul, standing in for Mickey this week.
Is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.